The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pinnell & Company.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation today at 850-437-1620. Hit us in the text line. Give us a call. We love both. I have Angela Sherrill and Will Maben, both realtors. Fabulous, very, very smart, and very, very informative. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
I'm Angela Sherrill, and I'm a realtor with Cannell & Company Realty. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody. My name is Will Maben. I'm with Cannell & Company Realty. And, you know, our show is all about talking about real estate, and one of the biggest and most relevant conversations in real estate today is your roof. I have experience with roofing. When I need new roofs or one of my customers needs a roof, or we need a roof to close, I text and magic happens. On the other end, I just get a quote back on how much it's going to cost, and then I get to trust this company to do the right thing. Today, our special guest is James Dare with Quality Roofing.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, guys. I really appreciate you guys having me on here today.
Thank you for being here. James, so I see Quality Roofing doing some awesome stuff around, and I see your signs pop up in yards that you replaced the roof. But on personal experience, we were up against it. I needed this roof to be replaced before closing in June. It wasn't long ago. And James went over. I just sent him a text. Hey, James, get me a quote for this roof. And he went over, and next thing I know, I get the quote back, and I got a couple others, to be honest, James. And you guys, what I see is quality. They did this roof, and they kept us on schedule. They worked hard to make sure they met our schedule, which was, in the real estate business, that's everything.
Right. James, tell us a little bit about quality. Let me say this. Cannell & Company is a family-owned business, and I understand that quality is too. And I have personal experience using quality. Over 4.5 years ago, I got a knock on my door, a young guy by the name of David Rogers. He said, "Ma'am, can I talk to you about your roof?" And I was like, "Sure." And we have had a great rapport ever since. And one of the things I want to talk about is the fact that quality really took care of me, explained about the roof, the process, everything that needed to happen, talked about pulling permits, talked about what the cost was, what my savings could be over time. And so that made me feel really good. And so, you know, and like I say, the fact that Cannell's a family-owned business, I am an independent contractor with Cannell, so I run my own family business, and then quality. So if you could talk to us about, you know, about quality and what you offer.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to talk about quality. Of course, that's probably why they hired me in the sales position, because I like to talk, and quality is one of my favorite favorite subject, so it worked out pretty good. So yeah, we are a local company, started here 17 years ago with
Let's
Brian
have you hop
Ward.
Over to this mic. The magic of radio. We're going to have you hop over to this mic for a moment.
Technical difficulties. You know, in Quality Roofing, that's what we do. We adapt and we overcome to the things that are going on, for sure. So anyways, sorry for not for start back from the beginning on that answer. Yes, we are a local roofing company. Been in business for 17 years. The owner, Brian Ward, was working for a few roofing companies after Hurricane Ivan, and he was kind of disgusted. You know, it was how fast can we do the job, how fast can we get paid, and how far can we get away from the house before they realize how bad of a job we did. And he said, if this is a roofing industry, I can do better. And so then he started Quality Roofing, and so you know, he's still running it today. We moved our main office from there on Avalon Boulevard over here to Pensacola to get a little bit more warehouse and office space. And grown over the past few years, we actually have three branches now: Pensacola, Dufuniac Springs, and Orlando. And I'll give a little shout out here today at 3 p.m. on Spencer Field Road. We have a grand opening for our Pace office. So if you guys have a chance, I'd love to have you come out and check us out there at 3 p.m. there, Spencer Field Road, on the left-hand side, right before that second stoplight. But yeah, so quality difference, right? There's a lot that goes into roofing, and what I've found with my experience of roofing, it's, you know, get an estimate together, shoot it over, and hope the homeowner picks you. And so what we've decided is we're going to be different, and what we work towards is education. You know, we want you to know what kind of shingles you're using, what you're doing, and how it's going to get done. And then we're not just going to stay with you. We're not just going to get the check and run off. We're going to be with you through the end. So that's just a, you know, couple of cool little things that happen as far as, you know, when you get to go with Quality Roofing. So you know, we have a quality assurance representative, and I'll give a shout out to Jack, because Jack helped out Mr. Maven here with his getting done at closing. Had a little bit of a hiccup. We had to add things to the roof. We adapted. We overcome, just like the microphone.
And stayed on schedule.
That's right.
That was the biggest thing for me. I told him, I said, hey, this train doesn't stop. We need a roof. We don't need the other stuff. We're not stopping. But they made it happen, and we ended up having some very happy customers. But I'm also a happy customer. They did my roof after Sally. And come out, they did a great job. They cleaned up my yard. They didn't leave a whole lot of nails. You can never get all of them.
No, that's right.
They didn't leave. They made sure they did a good job. They didn't leave me a mess behind. I just ended up coming back home to a beautiful roof. And it's still beautiful today, by the way. As I drive up the street, I can't help but think, gosh, what a great job they did, you know, and just looking at my roof.
And timely,
yes.
Excellent.
So, James, when will you know you need a new roof?
So that's a good question. So we, fortunately, we live in the state of Florida, so there's a couple things they get to tell us when we need a new roof. One of them is the great storms that we have. That's a good indicator of, hey, I need a new roof. I got a bunch of shingles in my yard. Another one is, and please don't hate me for saying it in here, insurance. I know everybody's dealing with it. Everybody has that.
We should probably get an insurance person in here. You think they'd sit in the hot seat?
Yeah, maybe.
I would love that.
Yeah, they would have a lot of questions to answer, so that would be really rough. But, you know, that's, you know, right now, 15 years, you're probably getting a letter saying, hey, your roof is old and we want you to replace it. Those are a few things.
But I see some nice 15-year-old roofs. You know, I'm thinking, gosh, that thing's going to be good for the next 20. What about that? And tell me about the warranty. I see your roof is warrantied for 25 years. Well, at 15, if I have to replace it, what's a 25-year warranty doing for me?
Yeah, and it's something that is a lot newer in that insurance replacing the roof at 15 years. So I think eventually over the next little bit, we'll see a change in the manufacturer's warranties to kind of keep up with that. Or there'll be a change in what the insurance companies are allowed to do. It's going to go one way or the other. With the extremes that we deal with in Florida, even our rainstorms are extreme. You know, that's just that. It's kind of what it is.
Right.
And so to say a 35-year shingle, I don't know where they test that at. It's probably in a warehouse somewhere without any. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, they do put them through really good tests and everything. But
just not in Florida.
We just deal with a lot of extremes in Florida. That's right.
Right. And stuff. Well, tell us if there's anything that a homeowner can do to extend the life of their roof, short of having a roofer come out and look at it annually.
Standard maintenance. What can we do to make it last longer?
What can we do?
Yeah, that's a great question. A drum that I've been beating for the past few years, trying to get people to realize, like, your HVAC, you have to do maintenance. You change the filters. Your car, you have to change the oil. Your house, like, you paint it. You know, there's other things. Your roof, oh, well, we'll replace it when it needs it. You know, and usually that's, hey, I've got water in my living room. I guess I need a new roof.
Too late.
yeah, it's too late at that point, right? So there is a lot of things that you can do as far as maintenance. There's a lot of things that are out there that are gimmicks. You know, you really have to do your research on that. But from a roofer standpoint, When you're 5 to 7 years in, you need to have an inspection done on your roof. You need to have somebody get up there and check the exhaust vents, the pipe boots. Those things will leak, and they won't show up on your drywall. So it's very important that is dealt with and everything. So you got a question there?
We
for me.
Do.
Perfect. Let's
I usually
what it
like
is.
Right hand question, left hand. We're cutting to a break. Can we hire you?
Can you hire me?
Yeah, James, you're going to be good in radio.
I'm going to be good in radio?
He can put up a roof, and he's great at radio.
Well, everybody does say I have a face for radio. So I, mean,
I don't think you have a face for radio. So here's a comment from one of our listeners, and this is great. We hired Quality Roofing to do our condo building on Pensacola Beach last year. It was a big job. They did a great job, and they were able to offer long warranty because of the premium materials they used. High five from over here.
Yeah.
Boom.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's nice. A great, thank you for that.
Yes.
And hence Quality Roofing.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly. Yes. These guys do live up to their name. And that's kind of what I was trying to hammer home early on in the introduction is that's my experience with them. They've lived up to that name.
Right.
It's not just some slogan. They really mean it.
Right. And you know, the other thing that's really great is that when somebody works with you, Will, and you, Angela, mm-hmm. yes, you work out of Cannell
right.
and Company, but you can trust in these two realtors because they are going out and bringing these experts in to talk to you. And you appreciate quality. And therefore, anyone who becomes a customer of yours will know that when they are working with you, it's quality all the way.
Right.
My name's Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and I am a realtor with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165.
And our guest today is...
And I'm going to jump right on there, James Dare. With Quality Roofing, you can reach me at 850-903-3311.
And that is his calls. That is his cell phone. So
that's right. Call
that's
me
my
so
magic
I can get
number to get in touch with him.
Right. One thing I wanted to ask James is, will you come out if a homeowner calls you? Will you come out and give them an estimate? And if you will, is there a charge?
So right now there is not a charge for an estimate. We've talked about a few little things here and there and bounced them back and forth. You know, every industry right now, you go to get your car looked at, the mechanic's going to say there's a diagnostic fee, right? So right now there is no diagnostic fee. I cannot promise that forever. So if you have problems, now's the time to call Quality Roofing. You know, look, I it's insider information. I shouldn't
well,
be giving it
problems,
out, but you know, if you have problems, you
to
need
call
to call
Quality.
Us now.
Call now.
That's right. Right.
So, is there something I can do to my roof to make it safer during a storm? How can I protect it from the elements that we know is coming? I mean, and as of today, they're forecasting we might have a storm soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I got a great option and a program for people that are in that situation. We have a fee for it. Of course, we charge because it's a great service. But we can come out to your house. We use a program that captures the information for your home specifically. We can keep that information on file. And we also have, there's some design features that we can share with you as the homeowner. So we can come out, we do a full inspection of the roof. We notice any damage. We can quote you for repairs. But the biggest thing is we can take those pictures and that information. And when a storm hits, you can be on a list and you can get a, you can call us and say, hey, you know, the storm just passed. I've got 30 shingles in my yard. Guess what? I already have all the information to quote you for a new roof. Boom. Now, all those people that are in their neighborhood trying to flag down the roofer, the Chuck in the truck from Tennessee that doesn't know what he's doing, and they're trying to get him to give a quote
and no
so that
permit.
They can. Yeah, right. No permit.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. You know what? Chuck in the truck might know what he's doing, but Chuck in the truck is not going to be the guy that you can call and say, hey, James, what's going on here? I think I might have a problem. Can you come look at this? And James shows up. Chuck
that's right.
will not.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm not going back to Tennessee after the storm. So that's a for sure on that one. So, like, you're going to be ahead of all of those people. And you can, like, we can send you an estimate. You can sign up for a new roof. And guess what? Right after a storm, there's still colors available. If you wait 3 weeks to sign
options.
Up for a roof, your options are gone. You're getting black or gray. That's it. That's the only thing that's going to be available. So.
Well, now, there's some things that I recommend as a realtor for protecting your home, and one is make sure you don't have trees overhanging the roof.
Right.
Make sure you don't have debris that's just going to hit that roof. We need to protect that. That's protecting our home and our biggest investments.
That drives me bananas.
Exactly. So, you know, just doing your regular maintenance, it might not always be doing something to the roof. It may be keeping the vegetation trim back.
Right.
Keeping things from actually creating problems instead of letting that roof do its job.
Right. One thing I want to touch on is the in Florida, solar panels have started to become a little more regular.
She said it.
That's right.
So
what does that do to my roof warranty?
What does that do?
Yeah, so it gets a little bit murky when it comes to the roof warranties and solar panels and stuff. A lot of the times where the solar company installs, they pick up the liability on that. And the best thing I can say is, you know, you need to do your research before you go to solar panels. Like, that's the best thing. Like,
James,
there's a
will
lot.
You take off the solar panels when you're installing a new roof on this said home?
And reinstall them, of course.
Yes, we don't. We do not do that. You have to get a solar panel company to come out and do that. And like I said, that's part of the research. Like,
is that a free service?
It is not a free service. A lot of, like I said, the research is key on that because a lot – you got to think, like, people are taking out payments for these solar panels. So they're air quotes here, they're getting rid of their power bill. Well, when you have to replace your roof, you call the solar panel company out there, they remove the solar panels. So guess what you have for the next month and a half? You have a power bill. Guess what you still have for the next month and a half? You have a solar panel bill. And guess what you also have? You have a new bill for the remove and reset of the solar panels. So, I mean, if you've got the money for it and you like solar, that's great. But don't go into it without doing the research and, like, confirming and understanding everything that's involved in solar panels.
Well, I've seen where a couple of, or at least one roofing company in our area has partnered with a solar panel company. And have you heard of that?
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, so we work with solar panel companies, but they'll call us and say, hey, I've got a customer, they're installing solar, and they need a new roof before we install the solar. So, I mean, we'll do that. We've got a couple great partners that, you know, that we feel like they're honest and, you know, we've used them before.
Yeah.
Or we've done roofs with them before and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm not one particular company over the other, but for sure, like, do your research. Read the reviews. Learn everything you can, because it's not just as simple as now I have solar, so no, I no longer have a power bill. There's a lot more to it than that.
Ask the questions. Yes. Ask the questions.
Ask the questions.
So,
for sure.
Tell us about the different types of roofs.
Different types of roofs. Oh, this is my pet peeve. Like, it is, there's so many different types of roof. And when somebody calls me and they're like, hey, I'm thinking about metal. Well, hey, that's great, but there's so many different types of metal, there's a lot. So bear with me. I'm going to try to run it down as fast as possible. You have builder's grade shingles. You have your basic run-of-the-mill shingles, your average shingles that are great for Florida. Then you have premium shingles. understand what you're getting, because if a roofer's coming in and his quote is $2,000, $3,000 less than everybody else, you're probably getting builder's grade. It's not going to last. Make sure you're understanding what you're getting in quality of shingles. Metal roofs. There's three main types of metal roofs. You have what's called exposed fasteners. That's when you look at the roof, you can see the screws. You have standing seam. That's what goes down on the roof, and you cannot see the screws. And then you have stone-coated steel. So we'll work it back down. Stone-coated steel, it's a super impressive roof system. You can get it to look like shingles. You can get it to look like tile. And most of the time, you can't even tell the difference between concrete tile and stone-coated steel. It is an impressive roof system with a great wind warranty. The thing is it comes with an impressive price tag. it's a premium product on that. I think the wind warranty on that, I think, is 165 miles an hour.
Wow.
So, it's like I said, it's impressive, but it comes with that price, too.
Yeah.
And then you go down one more step for a standing seam. You see a lot of this stuff on here. It's single panels. Like I said, you don't see any screws. Great on the ability for being able to hold up to wind warranties. It can be site-specific engineered to hold up to higher wind or lower wind, depending on where you're located. That's going to run you about middle of the road, and then you have exposed fastener. Exposed fastener is the most common, right? So everybody associates the price of an exposed fastener with the benefits of a standing seam. So standing seam has very little maintenance. You're talking making sure that you're washing it off of algae and replacing the pipe boots. Exposed fasteners, every one of those screws has a rubber grommet, and that rubber grommet will wear out at some point. And it will leak, and I will not be able to find that leak because there's about 40,000 screws in your roof, and it could be any one of them. So, hey, it's a great product, but just don't think that you're going to put it on and for 40 years you're not going to have to do anything, because it's definitely going to have to come with some maintenance.
What about color on a metal roof? How can you assure that the black is going to stay black?
Yeah, so a big part of that is, you know, paying for the upgrades, right? You can just get a standard color that, you know, is a standard paint, and it's not going to have a very long warranty. Then there's upgraded paints. I believe that the term is called a Kynar paint. Those come with like 25, 35, and 45 year max. They call them defender warranties or paint warranties on that. So looks like we have another
one. Yeah, we have two questions. And
awesome.
I'm going to hit the first question and might hit the second question after the break, so keep me on task.
Got it.
But you can join the conversation as well at 850-437-1620. I am told our beach house roof is reaching the end of life. Our insurance agent has warned that it may be hard to get a renewal next year. Is it cheaper to replace a roof proactively than after the storm?
Absolutely. A storm is going to inflate the price drastically. And then, like, this is a good question, too, because we also, when we do your roof, there's upgrades that you can do that will help save more money. I think something we wanted to talk about today, hurricane clips and hurricane straps. Like, that's something that is the cheapest to do when you're replacing your roof, and it gets you really good discounts on your insurance.
Well, and I just have to chime in on this. After the fact, if there's damage, then it creates damage inside the house.
Absolutely.
You're now replacing ceilings, possibly floors. What kind of personal items are you going to lose? Mold all of a sudden, and it can create all kinds of problems. So being proactive on a roof can save you lots of time, lots of headaches, potential health issues with mold, and not to mention the additional losses.
Right.
And you'll keep your hair.
Another thing is that quality knows the codes, the updated codes, and that's super important. And they always pull permits. And so I can't stress enough about finding.
And close them.
Yes, yes. I was just going to say that. We close the permits out.
Right.
That is important, people.
Yeah.
Very, very, very important.
We've spoken about unclosed permits on our show before.
It will hold up a closing problem. But so beach caller, definitely be proactive. Call quality.
That's 850-903-3311, by the way.
Great. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Angela and Will from Canal & Company. And James, you're going to stick around from Quality Roofing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great.
A house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so. so hard. Now everything is easy.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app, and you can ask your questions today at 850-437-1620. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to ask some questions, because we have Angela and Will from Cannell & Company. They are great realtors, and they always bring in experts. And today they have brought James from Quality Roofing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me direct at 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and you can reach me at 850-292-3165.
And I'm James Dare, Quality Roofing, 850-903-3311. And I've got to give a special shout out, because I got a text message in the break. My mom is listening. Hey, Mom, thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us, Mom.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thanks, Mom.
Could
she's
not be
great.
Who I am today without her. She's amazing. So,
moms
Christy
are great,
Dare.
Aren't they?
That's right.
And supportive. Thank you for your support.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You raised a fine young man. Very quality man. A quality man.
A quality man.
So we did have a question just before the break. It's very quick. It says, when are y'all going to get solar roof tiles that look like roof tiles?
So actually, we already have solar tiles that look like roof tiles. It is a Tesla roof. Okay. So we are an approved Tesla dealer for Tesla roofs. We've installed one in Pensacola.
It's a Tesla price.
It is a,
you can
it
be the
is
next
a
one.
Tesla price. If somebody's got a couple $100,000 sitting around and their house is not too big, we are here. No, I'm just kidding.
Just call me and we'll buy another house.
That's right.
Probably looks better than the Tesla trucks, right?
Well, it looks better than the Tesla trucks. I'm sorry. They're cool trucks.
They freak me out.
They look weird.
It's an adjustment.
Like a taco.
Yeah. It's an adjustment on the trucks.
Hey,
you
but the Tesla sports cars, though, I mean, those look pretty sleek.
I wouldn't deny it if someone wanted to give me one of them. I would not deny it.
I'm on that bandwagon.
I'd prefer the money.
Okay. You always have to put perspective into things.
But I'll take the roof.
Okay. Yeah.
So we are talking about a storm coming in, and this is a show about real estate. And Angela and I, we host a real estate pep talk here. So we have to talk about binding your insurance. If you're in the process of purchasing a house right now, if a named storm makes it into what is called the no-bind box for insurance companies, they will not bind your insurance, and it could delay your closing. I have a picture of this bind box, and it starts, goes all the way through for north into the Carolinas, down through the Bermuda Triangle, corners off at the Dominican Republic, and goes all the way over into Mexico. And if there's a storm there, they're not going to write your insurance. So plan ahead. And we've got one coming in too. Now, we don't know if it'll become named, but.
And that's when when they have a named storm in the Gulf, that is when you won't be able to bind your insurance.
However, if you've already spoken with your insurance company, you've got everything set up, they can bind you 2 or 3 weeks out and then continue forward with your closing and start your insurance at that time.
Right. And this usually affects people who are doing a financed purchase. So if you are a cash purchase, insurance is not required, but obviously if you are purchasing a home with cash and you don't have insurance coverage, it's a risk.
Well, and now we're talking about a risk with a storm coming.
Yeah.
Go to Biloxi.
I can't hear you. No storm.
Exactly. Well, we can't stop them from coming. What we can do is be prepared and informed. And that's what we're hoping our show does for you today, with the things that we're talking about.
Right.
I also want to point out that at buysellcanal.com, under both Angela and my profile, you can find any and all of our podcasts here today. So we actually post those on our website.
Right.
Please feel free to go there and
check out the information. It is informative. Last month, we had a home inspector I think we're still getting calls about home inspections.
And amazing, and it was a good stuff. And today's guest, James Stair with Quality Roofing, they have a grand opening today. These guys are good. We love them. James, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, so I appreciate you asking that. So I think my dad's probably listening. Hopefully he is. But
hello, Dad.
So
we didn't shout out to Dad.
Hey, Dad. He hasn't texted me yet. So Dad, okay. If you're listening, shoot me a text. But so I am actually
we're just gonna say from dads everywhere. We're just gonna say hello to Dad.
Come on now.
Yeah. He doesn't have to ask. The minute he's asking, well, we failed already.
Still, let us know you're listening, Dad.
Yeah. So my name is James Alvin Dare, and I am the third. So my dad is the second. So if you look me up on Facebook, you can find me under James Alvin Dare the third. And I always joke around. I love my dad, but if you go for the second, it will be political. That's the way it is. If you go for the third, it's about roofing. So,
and that's what we're here about today is quality roofing.
That's right. So I'll do a quick shout out on that too. I play a little game on my Facebook page. I take a selfie, out in front of a business or up on a roof and do a little spin off of Where's Waldo. When I was a kid, they called me JMO. So I do Where's JMO.
I love that.
And so if you follow me on Facebook, you can shout out a guest. I try to put landmarks in there and stuff. If you get picked, you get put in a drawing, and you get a chance to win $50 at the end of the month.
Nice.
And a Tesla. Just kidding.
Once I sell a few more roofs, we'll talk about the Tesla giveaway. Follow me on Facebook. Shoot me a friend request. Follow the game. I love playing it. It's a lot of fun. So,
James, what is roofing for a reason?
Roofing for a reason. So that's awesome. The way that Brian Ward, the owner, runs the company, he's got a couple really great philosophies in the way that he does it. First, if I develop great people, I get a great company. And so, you know, he is actively engaged in our personal development, pushing us to do better, learn more, be better.
Quality people means quality products.
That's right. And so there's two sides to that coin that I think a lot of business owners understand: quality people. But there's another one. If I develop a great community, I get a great customer. And so that's what Brian Ward does. We're involved in many different charities. We do Art Gateway Over the Edge. Get to rappel down the side of the building there. It used to be the SunTrust building. Yeah. I know it's something else, but if you're from Pensacola, you don't know it as anything other than the SunTrust building.
It's that white, funky-looking building downtown on Garden.
That's right. So we do that. We have Ramsey Education. They teach personal finance to high school students in high school. And then the biggest thing, which was absolutely the greatest thing ever, last year at Christmas time, we picked three people from all three branches, and we gave away a roof to people that needed a roof.
The chill factor happens when good things like that are said. I always get that chill on that one arm and reaches to the other side. Oh.
So the one person, the M-Pace, that got a roof, her husband had a crazy thing happen, put him in the hospital for months, lost his job. They need their insurance company gave him that wonderful letter. Hey, replace your roof or else.
A lot of us are getting those.
Right. And they just didn't know what to do. They applied. They got we provided them with a new roof at no cost to them.
That's fantastic. So, thank you to Quality Roofing for that. Making our community better makes us all better.
That's right.
So my next question, you've had a lot of time talking here, James. I'm going to ask Angela
in the hot seat.
This one. Angela, does a new roof increase the purchase value of your home?
I believe it does. It's kind of, yes, because most people these days are still purchasing a roof through financing. And so one of the primary, there are three legs when you purchase through financing. A lender wants to be sure that your home is safe, sound, and sanitary. And so part of the safe, sound, and sanitary is having a safe, quality, good roof.
Quality.
It is one of the...
Hashtag.
Yeah. It is one of the major components to a house.
And also, a lot of times, if you can't get insurance, you can't get financing.
Right.
So that I've had it, and we've had it in the one I was talking about in our intro. We couldn't sell this house and achieve financing without that roof, and that's why that roof was such a priority, but we were able to do it.
Right.
And we did it with the help of Quality Roofing and James. We were able to accept the contract subject to closing, subject to a new roof, and close on a schedule.
Right. Well, I want to ask you a question, Will. Were you representing the seller, or were you the buyer's agent?
I was representing the seller.
Okay. All right. And that's really important that you have a realtor who can communicate clearly and transparently with their seller, and also, too, if the buyer is represented by an agent, to be able to work together as a team.
Well, in this case, the buyer was represented by their own agent, which, what a wonderful person to work with. But end of the day, myself, that other agent, my seller, and the buyer all wanted a good, happy transaction. And
right.
That's what we were able to bring to everybody with the assistance of Quality Roofing in this.
Right.
Otherwise, we were out looking for a cash buyer just so that we could close it.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
You're talking about financing and everything. So Quality Roofing, once you have your house under contract, we do offer payment for the roof at closing. So
that was a wonderful feature that we took advantage of. And it was very easy to do. All the seller had to do is sign off at the time of closing that Quality Roofing would get paid. Quality Roofing put a roof on this house, waited for us, which also means that they want to keep us on schedule too.
That's right.
But and then waited for us to get to closing and took their check from the title company. The seller wasn't out of pocket to do this. It still costs,
right,
and they got to pay, but you didn't have to pay up front.
Right.
It was at the time of closing when all the funding was happening. It was just how the magic works.
Easy peasy.
No right. cost transferable warranty. So not only did the seller pay for the roof, but we also didn't just drop that roof off of our radar, right? We still cover that roof, and that warranty is still there for the buyer.
Nice.
Happy buyers.
Yes.
Happy definitely. Sellers. That's what Angela and I do.
Right. Well, why don't we talk about being a buyer's agent and some of the new rules that we're all having to...
Growing pains.
Yes.
That's what I call these things as they put new rules in. And we're still working on these rules. I got to tell you, they're subject to change at any time right now. The newest thing is a showing agreement.
Right.
The way it's said, a realtor is not supposed to just take your call, show up, and open a door for you anymore. You know, so if you're just a looky-loo or whatever. Now, for me, this has been quite a hurdle because I really want to work with dreamers. I want the people who I can say, we did this, and they actually achieved a dream. That's more valuable than the money to me.
Right.
So that's been a regular hurdle. Now it's signing an agreement before we walk in the door, and I have actually coined it. I called it... I'm going to show up at a blind date with a marriage certificate. And our office kind of took that and ran with it. And now we have what's called a date, first date, which would be our showing agreement. It doesn't commit you to anything other than working with me on the property that I'm showing you today.
Right.
And then we have our dating, where I'm running around and I'm showing you a handful of things, and we'll let you out of the contract if should you want to go work with somebody else. Believe me, I am an independent business owner, and one of the benefits of that is I don't have to work with everybody. I need to work with the people that have a good fit for me.
Right.
And the same holds true for the buyers out there. I might not be the best fit for you out there, and we want people to have those options. These forms were originally started so that we could guarantee that sellers were given the option on whether or not to pay a buyer broker compensation. And it feels to me like it's falling all on the buyer right now.
Right.
And I want to see where we're changing for the seller. But as I've said in several other podcasts that we've done here live on the air. In Florida, this isn't a big change. We've always negotiated commissions. It's always been a thing. And I believe I said it once before, well, if you weren't the one that was negotiating it, you probably weren't the one paying it. Understand that it was negotiated prior to. And in most cases, the commission is already negotiated before I show up and see you the first day.
Right. And it's generally negotiated and it's worked into the listing price.
Correct. However, there's other places that didn't do this, so naturally everybody has to change. And these are growing pains out there. We want it to be good for our customers. We right. want it to be good for the general public, people who aren't even our customers.
Right.
We want it to be good.
Right.
And what do you think on it, Angela? We've been at it about, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Well, I've been in the business for, over 10 years. And what has been hard for me is my clientele are a lot of repeat customers. And so I've had to say to my repeat customers that are interested in either investments or purchasing a new home, maybe to downsize or maybe to, get their forever home, hey, would you, I need for you to sign this either showing agreement or a buyer's broker's agreement, which is essentially like a listing agreement, but it's for the buyer. And it does bind the buyer, this buyer-broker arrangement does bind that particular buyer to me, showing listings. And also, too, that, we can, between the two of us, the buyer, my client, my customer, and myself, we can figure out, hey, do you want me to show you properties where the listing agent, that brokerage, is paying a realtor fee?
The seller in that case.
Yeah, seller in that
case. Has already negotiated to pay because, right. remember, we don't see houses until after there's a contract.
Right. And so, as you said, Will, it's not been as easy as I thought it was going to be. Mm. And so I think one thing about this particular conversation is we want to make sure that all of our customers, buyers and sellers, understand we are all, this is new. You need to be aware that there's going to be some additional paperwork that a selling agent or a buyer's agent is going to have to keep up with and have their customer sign. So
I got to chime in, and Angela, I do. I see you have a great customer base. You have earned that over the years. When these people call back, wouldn't by them calling you, they had a choice.
Oh, yeah.
And they've already, it feels redundant to me. But they've made their choice when they call you up and say, hey, I want to work with Angela Sherrill, which if I wasn't a realtor myself, that's who I would want to work with.
Thank you, Will.
I'm not looking for a home, but I want to work with both of you right now.
Right? So, I'm the roofer, not the realtor in here. So I'm kind of just curious as far as like what the reception has been. Has it been like, have people been balking at it? Like, are they now more cautious about doing this?
Well, let me just say, when we were inviting you on the show, if I had just blindly walked up to you and said, hey, here, sign this before we can talk about this show, would you have just signed blindly? People don't do that. And
only for Will Maben, not anybody else. I mean, if it was somebody else, I would have done it.
I've earned a reputation for being fair. So, yes. But I got to say, I'm getting it. I've been doing this, and I prefer to have the conversation. I don't like the fact that I'm making somebody sign something. It feels like I'm almost extorting right now. And I'm trying to get into a better rhythm of it, but it's still new, and I call it growing pains, and we're going to get through it because we are professionals. But I've been having the conversation, and one of the things most people like is somebody being straightforward and honest with them.
Right.
Absolutely. And, I'm not hiding. I work hard for my people. And every time I get one of those checks, I want you to know I feel like I didn't mail it in. My hands are on everything. And in case you haven't heard me talk, I'm talking to the site manager for Quality Roofing. We're doing inspections. We're doing this. And I was working for the seller, not the buyer in that. Yeah. So I'm touching everything. If a customer or a customer of mine wants to call me up and say, hey, where are we? Well, we did this, this, and this yesterday, and I'm doing this, this, and this today. And, right. Oh, by the way, buying that insurance. And, you know.
Yeah.
So I've enjoyed doing this. It's just kind of awkward standing there in front of somebody that you first meet saying, here's sign this agreement. It's always been an agreement, but it was more of a gentleman's agreement beforehand where, hey, I'm going to put my time, my effort into making sure this happens for you. All I want to do is get paid at the end.
Right. One of the things that that Will and I and James pride ourselves on is building a relationship. And so it's this paperwork seems like it's forcing everybody to have a relationship when you don't know the first thing about any of us.
And you will have a relationship with me.
Exactly.
Sign here and agree
like
that.
Like I said, showing up at a blind date with a wedding certificate. Who does that?
Right. And so...
Run.
Right. Exactly.
What is that TV show? Married at First Sight or something
like that? Yeah.
Yeah. But that is what that is.
Right. So, you know, that's sort of taken a little bit of the fun out of our job, but...
it's a change. We're going to get used to it.
And we are going to get used to it. Just be aware, folks, that you may be asked, as I said, you will be asked if you're going to be looking at a property with a realtor or a buyer's agent. You will have to have an agreement signed, even if it's just one time or if it's three times or
forever.
So
if a realtor comes to me and says, oh, yeah, I don't worry about all that paperwork stuff, I'll just show you something, I should probably run away from them then.
Well, everybody has to worry about this paperwork. If they're not doing that right, what else are they not doing right?
That's
where are they cutting
like
their corners? And, you know, this is the new thing, and we're all going to have to learn it together. We're getting through it. And what I've found as the best step, because I do meet a lot of blind customers. It's a blind date. I'm showing up because I'm looking for the dreamers out there. I want to help you achieve a dream.
Yeah. Will has lead generation programs, and so that's where he is getting his buyers, a lot of them.
And a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I've learned, I jumped in, and I want you to know I started working on this, and I headache, pull out some hair. I'm probably balding a little bit more right now, but I send it to the potential customer, and now my at-the-door presentation is, hey, I sent you an agreement. In order to go in, we have to sign this agreement. I'm sorry that it's this way, but this is how it works, and I run it down for them. But on those agreements, I don't want anybody to ever feel like I'm forcing their hand. So I will let them out of it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Will and James,
it's
been a pleasure.
Get our number out there one more time. Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020. You can also find me at buysellcannell.com.